Good morning, Ross. I'm on the concourse at the Australian National Botanic Gardens, and in front of me is a sea of colour, a sea of colour coming from all native plants. In front of me is a white pitcher, which I've actually tweeted, called a Wolsia pungens. It's white. We've got pink. We've got, of course, the yellow of the wattle, because today is not just the first day of spring, Ross. It's also National Wattle Day. And I've got with me now Murray Fagg. He's the manager of the Botanic Gardens, of Botanical Information here at the Gardens. And he's joining me now to talk about the first day of spring and National Wattle Day. Good morning, Murray.
Good morning, everybody.
Murray, we're looking around now and everything seems to be fully in bloom. Has spring been here for a few weeks at the Gardens?
No, but it's normally this time of the year, from now till the end of October, the gardens are at their peak. So it is looking great. It's looking better than it has for many years, because we've had a better season this year, a bit more rain. So we had a lot of drought over the last 5 or 6 years, as Canberra people will be well aware. And I think a lot of people sort of gave up coming to the gardens because they weren't looking the best. But this year they're looking spectacular. And a lot of that's due to the great season we've had.
They really are, Ross. It's really lovely here. And as I mentioned before, it's National Wattle Day. Just down from where we are now is the national floral emblem of Australia, which is the golden wattle. But I want to ask Murray Fagg about wattles themselves. Murray, how many different types of wattle do you have here in the gardens?
Well, we've got about 700 in the gardens, I think. There are about 1,000 in Australia, so it's certainly our largest plant group in Australia. So it's very appropriate that it was declared the Australian National Floral Emblem.
And in front of us here, we have a little pot full of the traditional-looking golden wattle, but also there's a rather odd-looking wattle, which is quite the anomaly among the family of wattles you were telling me before.
Yes, nearly all the wattles are sort of bright yellow, grading back to some almost whitish ones. But there are a couple that are different. One is a natural one called Acacia purpuripetala that occurs up in Queensland that's actually got a bluey-purple colour, a very unusual one and a very rare one. And the one we've got in front of us is actually a cultivar. That means it's been selected by horticultural people. It's called Acacia Scarlet Blaze, and it arose just from one isolated tree that had some genetic defect, and its flowers were red instead of yellow. And by taking cuttings off that tree, the horticultural trade has managed to continue that plant, and it is available in some nurseries. But it will only breed red colours if you take cuttings. If you start trying to grow it from seed, it will revert back to the yellow form again.
Now, it is the first day of spring, and a lot of people are going to be getting out their hankies ready for the old sneezy hay fever to get started. I'd like you to dispel some of the myths about wattle. I know a lot of people will look at wattle when it comes out and think, oh my goodness, there goes my nose for the next few months. Tell us, can you discard some of those myths for us, Murray?
Yeah, well, wattle's got a bad reputation, and it's not the pollen of the wattle that causes most hay fever. It just happens that the wattle is so prominent when people start to get hay fever. So it's sort of got a bad brand by association. The pollen of wattle is actually quite heavy, so it falls pretty quickly to the ground. It doesn't float in the air. And a lot of the pollen that are causing allergies in people are actually grass pollen, which is a much finer pollen and floats around a lot. But people don't see the grasses in flower. They've got very subdued flowers, so they blame the next best thing, and that's the poor wattle.
Now, Murray, around Canberra today, I'm sure of it, we can guarantee that politicians everywhere will have wattles stuck to their lapels and to their jackets. And perhaps a lot of people around town will be celebrating Wattle Day. But Wattle Day is actually somewhat controversial with Sydney, that lesser-known city, isn't it?
Well, when it was declared back in 1988, and I just tell people that it was actually the announcement was made here at the Botanic Gardens back in 1988. The Sydney Siders were a bit miffed, because they had for many years celebrated Wattle Day on the 1st of August, but the 1st of September was selected because Australia-wide, that was when the wattles were at their peak. But Sydney does have a bit of an earlier flowering season than us. But there's still plenty of wattles around in Sydney for the Sydney ciders. But they are at their peak here in Canberra now, and especially the golden wattle, which people can see if they come to the visitor centre at the Botanic Gardens, just below the visitor centre, near the cascade waterfall that the Friends built us, is a couple of beautiful examples of golden wattle that they can come and look at.
Thank you, Murray. And Ross, if you'd like to come down and check out the wattle here at the Botanic Gardens, they're actually running walks every day at 11
running
o'clock.
Walks. Running walks?
Well, not running walks, they're walking walks, but okay, the walks are actually being organised from here. You can run if you like, I'm sure.
Well, you would be.
Yeah, these walks are organised by our friends, so there's a tour at 11 and 2 every day, but from now till next Wednesday, the 11 o'clock tour is really concentrating on acacia and wattles and all the culture behind wattles. So our friends, we've got a lot of guides and they've got a huge amount of knowledge on these things. They do a lot of background research so that they can tell people a wealth of information.